Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show. Turn up your mind.
All right, so yesterday, Congress was trying to have a hearing on domestic terrorism. Why? Because there is a bill laid upon the floor called the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2019. It was introduced by Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and in the House by Brad Schneider, a Democrat from Illinois. This legislation would authorize domestic terrorism offices and units in the Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, and the FBI. It would require federal law enforcement agencies to regularly assess the threat of right-wing extremism, provide training and resources to assist state and local law enforcement working to reduce those threats. It also requires a joint annual report to these committees in the House and the Senate, so that they can assess whether or not these task forces are preventing, combating, whatever you want to say, and identifying white supremacy before it actually occurs. Now, this is what this hearing was about. The Republicans decided to send Candace Owens as their representative against a domestic terrorism prevention bill. Ted Lieu decided that he would play Candace Owens overseas at this white supremacist group that actually, is like part of Brexit and the Nigel Farage and the whole Muslims are going to kill Europe thing, right? She's part of that. They decided they'd send her because she doesn't look the part of a white supremacist. And Ted Lieu decided to play her for her, saying that Hitler was okay. The problem with Hitler was that he didn't want to just kill Jews and gays and, you know, people that were sympathetic to Jews and gays in Germany. The problem with Hitler was he had dreams to do it outside of Germany. And she felt that that kind of murder in Germany would be okay, but outside made him a globalist. And Ted Lieu actually played her little dog and pony show for her, and this infuriated her.
In congressional hearings, the minority party gets to select its own witnesses. And of all the people that Republicans could have selected, they picked Candace Owens. I don't know Miss Owens. I'm not going to characterize her. I'm going to let her own words do the talking. So I'm going to play for you the first 30 seconds of a statement she made about Adolf Hitler.
I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, in at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist. But if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. He had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German.
All right, so my first question is to Ms. Hershenhoff. Ms. Owens said, quote, "If Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine." The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. So when people try to legitimize Adolf Hitler, does that feed into white nationalist ideology?
It does, Mr. Lieu. I know that Ms. Owens distanced herself from those comments later, but we expressed great concern over the original comments.
Would you like time to respond to that?
Yes, I think it's pretty apparent that Mr. Lieu believes that black people are stupid and will not pursue the full clip in its entirety. He purposely presented an extracted clip.
Witness will suspend for a moment. It is not proper to refer disparagingly or to a member of the committee. The witness will not do that again. Witness may continue.
Sure, even though I was called despicable.
Witness may not refer to a member of the committee as stupid.
I didn't refer to him as stupid. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. You didn't listen to what I said. May I continue?
Please.
As I said, he is assuming that black people will not go pursue the full two-hour clip. And he purposefully extracted, he cut off, and you didn't hear the question that was asked of me. He's trying to present as if I was launching a defense of Hitler in Germany, when in fact, the question that was asked of me was pertaining to whether or not I believed that Hitler was a, whether I, or not I believed in nationalism, and that nationalism was bad. And what I responded to was that I do not believe that we should be characterizing Hitler as a nationalist. He was a homicidal, psychopathic maniac that killed his own people. A nationalist would not kill their own people.
That's wrong, because we don't think anybody is stupid, Candace. We just think that some people like to cash in on a position that they can cash in on. And you've been all over the world preaching nationalism and white supremacy and white supremacist ideology, telling people in France that Sharia law was going to take hold of their country. You've been telling people all over Europe, as part of this white supremacist group that you're part of, that the Europe is going to fall to a Muslim identity. You've been saying that the Southern Strategy didn't really exist. You've been saying that black Southern people who were the victim of Jim Crow, or who were the victim of Republicans saying they were welfare queens, and the disparagement of African Americans as being on the take, the government dole is fake, it's fraud, it didn't happen. So we went and we got your whole clip about your answer to the question, is nationalism inherently bad? And this is your full answer.
Yeah, I agree. I actually don't have any problems at all with the word nationalism. I think that it gets the definition gets poisoned by elitists that actually want globalism. Globalism is what I don't want. So when you think about, whenever we say nationalism, the first thing people think about, in at least in America, is Hitler. You know, he was a national socialist, but if Hitler just wanted to make Germany great and have things run well, okay, fine. The problem is that he had dreams outside of Germany. He wanted to globalize. He wanted everybody to be German, everybody to be speaking German, everybody to look a different way. That's not, to me, that's not nationalism. So in thinking about how it could go bad down the line, I don't really have an issue with nationalism. I really don't. I think that it's okay. It's important to retain your country's identity and to make sure that what's happening here, which I think is incredibly worrisome in terms of the decrease in the birth rate that we're seeing in the UK, is what you kind of want to avoid. So I have no problems with nationalism. It's globalism that I try to avoid.
That's her whole answer. Now, no one invoked Hitler but her. And she did it because Hitler is the best known nationalist in the history of this globe, or at least in modern history, let's just say. And the really offensive part is that in a hearing about white supremacy being on the rise, a serious hearing about a piece of legislation that would create task forces in the FBI and the Department of Justice and in the Department of Homeland Security, which we used to have, which Trump dismantled. You had serious people there with serious statistics and numbers on the rise of this kind of hatred in this country, and the murders that are being committed by extremists, being committed by white supremacists. She does that. Go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.